Good morning and welcome to Storylines. I'm your host, Christine Cowley. Today we are so happy to welcome back Leanne Eckhart-Smith, author of Muskoka's Main Street, 150 Years of Courage and Adventure Along the Muskoka Colonization Road. Leanne, we have you live in the studio. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be back.
Today we're going to do something really fun with Muskoka's Main Street and your website, because not only can we read about Muskoka's Main Street in your beautiful book, but we can actually take a walk along that road. We're going to go to Leanne's website, where there is an interactive map, and we're going to take a bit of an online hike along the colonization road. So Leanne, tell us a bit about the road.
Well, this was the road that actually opened up the Muskoka district and part of the eastern part of Parry Sound district as well. Back in the 1900s, this whole area, Muskoka Parry Sound, was raw wilderness. It had been charted by a few explorers, but it really was not well known. So the government, in its decision to expand settlement of the province of Ontario, determined that this was going to be the next great place for farms and for settlement. So the first thing that had to happen was a road needed to go into the area. There was nothing at all aside from lakes and rivers. So beginning at Washego and 172 kilometers later, just south of Nipissing, is the Muskoka Colonization Road, was the Muskoka Colonization Road. It was part of a network of roads that was used by the government to open up the entire province. And this one actually ended up being probably the most successful of the roads. It is still in use today. There are still parts of it that we drive. There are still parts of it we can hike. And that's what the book is all about. And that's what we're going to do today.
I was so excited to discover that there is this interactive map on your website. So right now, listeners, if you'd like to join us as we take this little virtual hike, please go and grab your laptop or your iPad or iPhone or whatever you'd like to use. And Leanne, let's start with your website address.
It is leanneeckhartsmith.com. LeanneEckhartSmith.
We'll give you time to get to Leanne Eckhart-Smith website. So Leanne, you had mentioned the wildlands. I know it's been termed as the wildlands, that part of the Ottawa-Huron tract that our area was once called. So tell us a bit about that.
This was kind of the last frontier, really. Well, the second last frontier in Ontario. In the mid-1800s, there was a strip of settlement that existed along the north shore of Lake Ontario. Of course, Niagara had been well settled. London was in place. Ottawa was starting to thrive. But anywhere north of Toronto was known, as you say, as the wild lands. And that's exactly what it was. So between Lake Nipissing to the north, that northern stretch of settlement to the south, Georgian Bay on the west, and the Ottawa River on the east, this is the tract of land that we're talking about that needed to be open for settlement. And so this is what began with the Muskoka Colonization Road, which started in Washego, which was a lumber town at the time in 1858. There were a few squatters that had taken up some land on the north shore of the Severn River, but there really wasn't very much when the surveyors first arrived.
And when we say squatters, they hadn't been officially given the grants of land.
Correct.
But if they were willing to brave those mosquitoes and black flies, all power to them. So if you are not yet on the website, let me just give it to you again. www.leanneeckhartsmith.com. LeanneEckhartSmith.com. And once we're at that website, your homepage, Leanne, how now do we find our way to the interactive map?
Well, you scroll down a little bit past the header to the icon of Muskoka's Main Street, the book, which is on the top left.
Okay, so depending on what they're using to access it, it might be the cover of the book or the title of the book.
That they click on.
Okay.
Yep. So once you click on that, it'll take you into the page for the book itself. Again, you scroll down from there to where it says interactive maps.
Okay, and that is a little bit further down than this big yellow block, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
You click on that. Interactive Google Map is the one you're looking for.
So we're doing it with you, listeners, as we go, so that we make sure you can hike along with us without getting your feet wet.
That's right. Without scrambling over those rocks.
And boy, wouldn't those surveyors have loved to do this?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to them, we can.
That's right.
Okay, so I am now at the page with the map. Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do is just expand it. Drill right down until you can start to see the different colors in the map. So what I was doing here with this map is to help people orient themselves to what exists now from the Muskoka colonization road. So you will see that I've got some of the map marked, some of the road marked in green. That means this is a drivable section. Okay. The parts that are in blue, that means that's either hikeable or a snowmobile trail. Okay. There are some parts that are red, which mean they don't exist anymore. They've either been taken over by modern roads or they've disappeared completely into bush as it has reclaimed the area.
So those really diehard hikers can just go and maybe dig around and see what they can find.
They could.
Good
but
luck.
There's plenty more to see. Yes. That you don't have to do quite as much digging.
Okay. So if we were to start, say, give us a good starting point.
Well, the best starting point is actually the very beginning of the road, which is in Washego. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you're going to drive there, of course, along Highway 11, and you take the exit into Washego, and you're going to be looking for Muskoka Street, actually, it's called there.
Okay.
And there's a little jog that most of it goes to the north, but just a little bit past where you turn left to go north on Muskoka Street is a little southern piece, which is also marked with a street sign,
yes.
Muskoka Street. And that part takes you right down to where the government wharf used to be.
Oh.
So this is where the steamboats would come up Lake Coochiching and stop, and where you would get on a stagecoach to go further.
So are we traveling by foot on this Muskoka Street?
No, you can actually drive right down to it. It's not as well paved, but it is certainly drivable.
Okay.
And you can stand right there on the wharf. There's the beginning of the road.
Experience history.
There you are.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's really exciting. The other, you can actually reach the end of the road, which we'll talk about in a bit. So both the beginning and the end of the road are still accessible.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Which is great. As you scroll north along the road, I will mention that essentially the section of Highway 11 between Severn Bridge and Gravenhurst follows fairly faithfully the original path of the Muskoka colonization road, which was laid out in the early 1860s. So let's just stop in Severn Bridge, because Severn Bridge is actually the gateway to Muskoka. It's still called that. It was called that back in the 1800s. That's where you would go to meet the land agent to get your farmland in Muskoka. That's where you would go.
I know.
I'm doing air quotes.
Can't see you doing the air quotes. And why are those air quotes so significant when we say farmland?
Because unbeknownst to the settlers and probably to the government, although that's a bit of a controversy, this really isn't farmland. We know that now.
Anybody who lives here
knows that.
Yeah,
because we're talking about the Canadian Shield. This
yes.
is really where we are. So what happened to these poor farmers who came up from the south, from where the gorgeous land and farmland exists? It's the breadbasket of Ontario.
Mm.
They were confronted with a very thin layer of soil. They thought it was hardy enough because look at those trees.
Yes,
they were
yes.
massive. But in fact, what we have in Muskoka is about 6 inches of very sandy soil and then bedrock.
Yes.
And so once they took the trees down, the soil that was there
was gone. There
was
nothing
gone.
Holding it
exactly.
onto those rocks.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's why I'm doing my air quotes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're at Severn Bridge.
So at Severn Bridge, at the gateway of Muskoka, there was a store there dating from the early 1860s, which actually still stands. The building is still there. It is, though, a private home at this time, so you can't actually tour it or anything. But that is where the first store, the first post office in Muskoka actually was.
Great.
What, for me, though, is even more significant to that is the big rock ridge. Now, the Muskoka Road, the original one, actually approached Severn Bridge on a slightly different angle than Highway 11 does today. So there is a rock cut at the exit to Severn Bridge, such that motorists today who are zooming north from Toronto or other points to the south don't even notice this ridge. But if you get out of your car and stop and look, it's a 15 meter high, 50 foot high ridge of rock, which literally confronted anyone who was coming across the Severn River to enter Muskoka. There were hundreds of people who took one look at that big rock ridge and said, turn the wagon around, we're out of here.
Yeah.
It was so stark, so much of a contrast to what they were used to and what they could imagine farming.
And one has to think, those who went on from there, what kind of stern stuff were they made of? Or did they have nothing to go back to?
I think it's both. Definitely stern stuff, because this was hard, hard living. But also, for the most part, you can think of the Irish famine escapees who were, they literally had nothing to go back to. And this was their chance, and this was their only chance. And so a sad, hard beginning.
A bit heartbreaking to think about it, but they were promised, and so they're continuing to believe. But incredible, and to put ourselves in their shoes.
Exactly. So we can do that, actually, by walking along today's Cowbell Lane, right there at Severn Bridge. So this massive ridge would now be on your left-hand side, so you can drive that part of the road, and that is the actual original Muskoka Road there.
And so we are literally walking in
there.
The
we are.
Footsteps.
Exactly.
What a moment.
Yeah.
So, Leanne, we have to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to continue with our online walk along the old Muskoka Road, or what remains of the old Muskoka Road, with author Leanne Eckhardt-Smith. Please stay with us. Listeners, if you haven't been able to jump online yet, the website is www.leanneeckhardtsmith, or you can find it just by searching Muskoka's Main Street, and you will find a link straight to Leanne's website. So stay with us. We'll be back after these few messages. Welcome back to Storylines. I'm your host, Christine Cowley, and my guest today is Leanne Eckhardt-Smith, author of Muskoka's Main Street, 150 Years of Courage and Adventure Along the Muskoka Colonization Road. And we've been on Leanne's website using the interactive map that you can find there, and we're actually doing a virtual hike or drive along that road. And Leanne has been pointing out some of the really interesting historic features or historic moments that we can retrace on that road. So Leanne, take us back to the road.
Okay, so let's go north a bit, because I want to highlight a particular stretch of the road that I find really, really interesting. So north of Huntsville, the road used to cross what is now Highway 11. So you'll see that part is marked in red on the map. So what you do to physically get there now is take Highway 11 north and take the first exit past Huntsville, which is Old North Road. From there, crossing over the Big East River and then continuing up near Fowler's Road, you'll see that the road forks.
And it's green there. The
it's
map
green
is green there.
Yep. So you can't drive that part, but it is the beginning of an absolutely fabulous hike. So about 8 kilometers north of that, along what is now the Trans-Canada Trail, parts of it are drivable, but I really prefer to hike it. And the reason is that a lot of what is still there today looks exactly like it did in the 19th century.
Oh.
So you can really imagine the stagecoaches. You can see the up and down and around routes that this road actually took. It's a beautiful hike and a real way to take yourself back in time.
Yes. I just want to maybe invite listeners who are going to do this hike on foot, not just interactively, but get out there and take some pictures and send them in, post them up on the HBR page, share them with all of the other HBR listeners, because what an exciting thing to do, and especially for listeners who are listening online and aren't lucky enough to actually be able to get out on foot on those great roads.
Absolutely. So one example of something that you can take a picture of right in this location that I'm talking about, there is an old pioneer stone fence about 2 kilometers north of the gravel pit that you'll come to that belonged to James Matisse. You can still see remnants of his stone fence that he had in his pioneer settlement that was right along the road.
And
so look for that.
Dry stone fence?
Yes, it's gorgeous.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah. So those are the kinds of things that you can still find along the Muskoka Road. So that was one area that I wanted to point out to your listeners.
Hidden treasures.
Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful. You can just, again, really see yourself back in time.
Mm-hmm. So now, Leanne, if we wanted to just highlight the start and end points, we've talked about Severn being the start. So let's go to the end point, which is a long way.
Very long way up. Because the Muskoka Road was not as important in Parry Sound District for settlement, there were other more important colonization roads. Also, the railway arrived before the road did. And so many of the towns really built themselves around that.
Yes.
This road was never a main road in the Parry Sound District and so remains not much of a main road at all today. So much of the Muskoka Road north of the Parry Sound border is a snowmobile trail or some hiking trails. So if you want to get to where the road ended, then you want to take Highway 11 north again and go up to Powassan. You're going to turn west from Powassan along the Alsace Road.
Okay.
So that was the planned terminus point for the Muskoka Road. It was to intersect with the Alsace Road, which was another colonization road that ran east-west, joined Powassan with Commanda, and then through another colonization road would get people up to Nipissing. But what happened in the illustrious history of this colonization road is that the government ran out of money. And so, in fact, the Muskoka colonization road ended about half a kilometer south of the Alsace Road, its intended terminus point. What happened from there is that the industrious settlers who needed this road took it upon themselves and built it themselves. They built that last section of the Muskoka Colonization Road.
And is that the section we see as green on this map?
That is the section we see as green. So when you travel down the Alsace Road, you'll come to a schoolhouse, and just which is now a private home, but it's still very distinctive. Just past it, just half a meter west of it, is an intersection with a trail that heads south, and that is the Muskoka Colonization Road. You can hike it about 2 kilometers south, and then it kind of gets a little boggy, but absolutely you can find the terminus of the road.
So the exciting thing is to think that, 150 years ago, we can still step into that.
Yes, we can.
A window of that history.
Yes, we can.
How exciting.
We really only had a chance to visit a couple of the highlights of the existing Muskoka Colonization Road.
Yes.
There are many more interesting sites and historical locations that listeners can visit. They are outlined. A lot of them are on the Google map there, but also in the book.
And we don't want to forget about this evolutionary map.
Yes, the evolutionary map shows visually the pace at which the Muskoka Colonization Road was built. Every second represents a year in the 41 years it took to build this road from Washego to just south of Lake Nipissing. So as the map runs, you can see that it was built fairly quickly and steadily in the southern part of Muskoka. It slowed down. There was a spot where it stopped and there was no advancement for 7 years. Then it carried on in kind of fits and starts as it went further north. And so it's a really great visual that lets people see the pace of its construction.
And I'm looking at it now, Leanne, and this is, it's as you say, it is a fantastic visual. By the way, I mean, I am so impressed by these maps and the fact that you've been able to get them on your site. So please, listeners, don't miss the opportunity to take advantage of what's available on Leanne's site. It is really quite incredible to be sitting here. And as Leanne says, as the seconds pass, I'm watching the years climb to take me north on the Alsace Road, and we're at 1897, 1898 while we're speaking. So please do take advantage of that and don't miss out. So Leanne, we need to wrap up for today. This has been such a treat to sit down with you and do this little virtual tour. I can't wait to get out there and do some on foot or by car. Listeners, if you'd like to do some exploring of your own, please jump on the website. We're just going to give that to you one more time. Leanne Eckhart Smith, LeanneCKhardtSmith.com, or just Google Muskoka's Main Street and it'll take you to the website. And do some exploring of your own. Get out there in your hiking boots. Take some pictures as you hit the trail and please post them to the HBR page. Leanne, I can't thank you enough for joining us in person.
Thank you so much for having me. And I really hope that the listeners are inspired to go out and find a lot. There's so much history in this district. And this road was really a major piece of history for Muskoka. Yes. So I hope for Canada. Yes.
Well, you know, we need to relate Ontario history to the rest of Canada because this province did develop quicker because there was the Upper and Lower Canada already placed. So hope everyone has enjoyed this as much as we have today. We really had a great time, and I hope you enjoy your hike along the Muskoka Colonization Road. And Leanne, just before we go, please tell us where we can buy your book, and the title is Muskoka's Main Street, 150 Years of Courage and Adventure Along the Muskoka Colonization Road.
Well, the book is available quite readily in a number of spots throughout Muskoka. In Bracebridge, you can find it at Veranda on Manitoba Street and also at the Muskoka Conservancy Office. In Huntsville, Cole's Bookstore carries it, as well as the Artisans of Muskoka. And in Gravenhurst, at the gift shop at the Muskoka Boat and Heritage Center on Muskoka Bay. It's also available online through muskokabooks.ca. And in the book, there is an entire chapter that covers all of the highlights that are shown on the interactive map.
Thank you again, Leanne. Listeners, thank you for joining us this morning on Storylines.